Covering all things high school athletics in Middle Tennessee. From the gridiron to the hardcore. Join Youth Connect now on the WNSR phone line at 615-844-5600.
615-844-5600.
Now, here are the hosts of Youth Connect. Middle Tennessee coaching legend Matt Rigsby and Middle Tennessee sports radio legend Darren McFarlane.
We're back in the saddle on this Monday evening. Welcome into Youth Connect, everyone. Darren McFarlane. Let's see if Coach Matt, there we go. I don't know what happened. Okay, let's pot that down. Let's bring in Coach Matt Rigsby. He is Siegel Boys basketball coach. I don't know what just happened, but I totally did not hear myself. Did you hear me?
Well, it couldn't have been my fault, Darren, because I can't be there. You're in the saddle. I'm in the driver's seat of my Chevrolet Silverado right now, headed to coach a 7- and 8-year-old baseball game. Fun times.
Yeah, well, those I've been there, done that, and they are fun times. So you could hear me or you could not?
No, I heard CCR loud and clear.
Okay, so I say something was going on. Luckily, it didn't matter. I didn't say anything bad, so I wasn't going to get in trouble. But I could not hear myself at all. We're back.
We're back. And forgive me, Darren. I already talked to you. I got a call in. It's like, you know, when you, Willie, and Plass back in the day, when you heard Bill from Nashville. It was kind of good old Coach Rigsby. It was like we're going back to my old days here.
What?
Calling good old Darren McFarlane.
You've never told me that before. So you just revealed a story you've never told me, and this is like show what for us? This is like we're in like third month now.
I got a lot of secrets, Darren.
Okay.
That doesn't mean you have to know all of them.
Well, good. I mean, you can just stay away from the show if you're going to reveal all kinds of secrets when you do it by phone. I mean, that's fine.
Hey, Bill in Nashville is just here to help Youth Connect. Just, you know, he's here.
We are going to have Brandon.
Where did I come up with Bill, by the way?
I don't know.
Let's not ignore that. That was kind of dumb.
I don't know.
Anyway.
That would have been a good follow-up. So what is the answer?
I have no idea.
Matt. What's the answer, Matt?
Young and I had no idea.
You decided to be Bill,
huh?
Well,
there's only Matt in Middle Tennessee, you know, so I didn't want to single myself out.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. Tell everybody who we're going to talk to here coming up in about 10 minutes.
Brandon Basham, head baseball coach at Eagleville High School, fresh coming off of his second in 2 years, yes, we like to call that back-to-back in the business, state titles for their baseball program at Eagleville High School.
You just can't say three-peat during that interview. I think that's been trademarked, I think.
Well, see, I didn't say that. You did.
I did.
I hope you didn't jinx him.
I didn't. I think he's fine.
Now he won't call in. Great job, Aaron.
I did a little research. I don't think he's lost. So far in the state title games, back-to-back years. I don't think they've had a loss yet.
The proof's in the gold. I mean, the man has done a phenomenal job. He did also at his previous stop, too, at Cascade High School, if I'm not mistaken. And the talent that he's been blessed with and he's developed and he's built, just if you don't believe me, just ask those gold balls, and I'm sure that Eagleville High School and that community is proud to display.
No doubt about it. We saw a little baseball on Saturday. Our group,
or do is you it baseball?
Well, I was going to say, do you? that was my question. Is that? Yeah, it's baseball. It is. I mean, it's a different version of baseball, but it is baseball, just different. We saw the Savannah Bananas.
We saw the Savannah Bananas. And a couple of takeaways. Back to your point, you know, it's kind of baseball. Is it baseball? My question. I've got Wynn, my 7-year-old. He's beside me. Dad, Wynn's the thinker. Lord knows he gets that from his mother, not from me. But he's asking all these questions. Dad, why is he doing this? Why? What happened here? Why is he doing this? I was like, Wynn, honey, stop asking me baseball questions. I said, just think WWE. Think it's a sport, but with a flair for the entertainment of it all. And, of course, seven more questions proceed. Well, I've been not just playing baseball, Dad. Entertainment? I'm like, okay, Wynn, just hush. Do you need popcorn? Wynn, I'll go get you popcorn if that's going to just make you sit down and stop asking Dad questions.
Yeah, then you shouldn't take him to the...
WWE was my takeaway.
Well, that's an interesting choice. It's really the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball. That's what it is. Maybe think about it.
Yeah, but I agree with that, and that was my takeaway.
So don't take Wynn to a Globetrotters game because he's going to ask you too many questions.
But the Generals, though, like, did they really, back in the day, really try hard to win? Like, the Globetrotters are going to win.
They are.
Every time, right?
No, they haven't won every time. We learned this on the show today. They've actually lost three times to the Generals, twice in the 1950s. And the last time they lost to the Generals was 1971.
Oh, okay. I'll give you 71. The 50s, if it's not modern era, it's not going to count to me in sports history.
They are predetermined. But, I mean, again, it's the, you know, it's the having fun. The referees or the umpires in this case are involved in the contest. It's, you know, it's doing things differently outside the box all around a sporting event. But yes, supposedly, and I said this on the McFarland show today, the interviews I've seen, the Savannah Bananas and the Party Animals, the outcome, while everything is scripted and rehearsed, the outcome apparently is not. They evidently play to win, and the Bananas, while we did see the Bananas win, apparently they can lose. But I'm just telling you what I read. Everything on the internet is true.
No, I mean, I was watching the same whatever baseball game. We still not answered that question yet. I was there at First Horizon Park seeing the same thing you were. How about that? I didn't see any tanked plays. I saw the Party Animals in their neon pink, hot pink. I don't really know how to qualify that color. Playing to win. Hitting line drives up the middle, trying to make plays, you know, rolling two if a ground ball goes to short. I mean, I saw the Party Animals trying to play to win, too. And I don't know, can you script a baseball game, really?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I mean, that's the difference, right? In basketball, I mean, you can kind of ole on defense, as you know. You can, you know, you can predict a shot or leave somebody open and you know, hit a shot. Where in baseball, I mean, I don't, you know, I mean, yeah, I mean, how do you actually script a victory in baseball? Unless, I guess, just a comedy of errors, maybe, if you're in the field, right? I mean, I guess that'll make.
One of my favorite movies is Eight Men Out, so it didn't work out very well for Sheila Joe and that bunch.
No, it did not. It did not. But it's still fun time, great night at First Horizon Park. Barry Zito, by the way. There was a Barry Zito sighting.
Oh, my goodness. You and I have not talked about that.
No.
Barry, yes. That was great.
Barry Zito lives in Nashville, by the way. And I know there's a lot of people that know that. He's been here for years. He used to pitch for the Sounds, believe it or not.
I knew that. And I knew that back in the day, it was like him, Bronson Arroyo, they all were big in the music, country music scene.
Yep.
And it seems like I'm missing somebody else. But it was a story, whether it was on MLB. I can't remember. But I knew that if he was going to live somewhere, he's definitely going to love the country music scene. But no, I did not know he lived in Nashville. I certainly did not.
Bronson Arroyo is touring. I'm not even kidding.
You know, he's going to get a Bronson Arroyo reference to that tonight.
He is actually playing at festivals. Yeah, so he is. That's life after baseball for Bronson. And Barry Zito was playing a little bit on Saturday night. That was cool. Brought his guitar out, did a little singing, and something else we haven't talked about. You haven't brought it up, but I'm going to bring it up. You know who else I spotted? Bill.
Who?
Spaceman Lee.
See, I questioned you on that one, and something happened crazy, and you—I don't think you heard me or whatever. But yeah, how random is that?
So you did see him?
I saw he. Well, I'm sure he's listening, but he'll forgive me after the fact. I saw an old man pop out of the dugout with a Bananas jersey on with the last name Lee on it. Now, there was no way I was going to put two and two together that was Bill Lee. That could have been any Lee in the world. I don't know. But you spotted him. Yes, you had him pegged on that one.
Well, I went back and looked this weekend for articles, and there are absolute articles that say Bill Spaceman Lee is with the Bananas. So, it was him.
And the young ones out there of the world who appreciate the game of baseball that you and I do, we're baseball. I think it's safe to say. We can call ourselves baseball nerds. I think that's safe to say. Do some homework on who the spaceman is, and you will be fascinated one way or the other regarding this individual.
Oh, yeah. Do a little homework. I'd like to see, yeah. Now, that'd be a cool documentary, wouldn't it? A good 30 for 30. Maybe they have done that, actually. Now that I think about it, maybe they have.
He's fascinating.
He is.
Why would they not have?
He really is. He really is fascinating. So, you know what? Coach, let's come back and talk to a winner. You want to do that?
I thought that's what you were doing. Really?
Oh, I mean, yes. I mean, of course, you're on here every week. But, I mean, our guest coming up after the break.
Oh.
Yeah.
I got confused. My bad. Absolutely. Let's welcome Coach. Absolutely.
We'll do that on the other side. We will catch up with Eagleville baseball coach Brandon Bassam. They are back-to-back state champs. We'll talk to him next here on Youth Connect, Nashville Sports Radio.
Staples has everything your business needs all in one place. Shipping supplies and services so you can fill orders from all over in one stop. Plus, professional print and marketing services at your fingertips. And now, during Staples Small Business Deal Days, when rewards members spend $100 or more, they get $20 back in rewards plus another $10 back with the Staples Connect app. And you'll find new deals in-store every week on tech, chairs, and shipping supplies. Get everything for your business for less at Staples. Rewards offer ends 5/27. Limit one. Redeemable in-store only.
Quick, convenient, efficient. Three words that we all hope to experience when we do business. Our goal at JHA Company is to bring just that to an industry that's traditionally dictated to the customer when it's time to do business. Whether you're purchasing class pictures in a yearbook, class jewelry, a letter jacket, school spirit wear, or senior graduation products, we strive to make the experience quick, convenient, and efficient. Find out more at jhacompany.com. JHA, your one source for an unparalleled scholastic experience.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-413-3953. 800-413-3953. 800-413-3953. That's 800-413-3953.
Greg Pogue back once again to tell you about Bongo Java, Nashville's oldest and most celebrated coffee company, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Bongo Java's expert baristas take pride in their trade, serving up fresh, locally roasted coffee, classic handcrafted espresso drinks, and fresh baked goods all day long. Start your day with an American or cold brew, or for a taste of Music City, grab a West End latte flavored with local honey and cinnamon. A breakfast club biscuit or an everything all at once sandwich will fill you up and let you focus on your day. Bongo Java also has you covered for lunch with tasty deli sandwiches served on fresh baked ciabatta bread, like the I'll Have What She's Having or the Godfather. Bongo Java, open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Enjoy a fresh cup of Bongo Java in the heart of Music City. Bongo Java is the Nashville way to start the day. Bongo Java in the Omni Nashville Hotel, downtown 5th Avenue, Music City.
The At Atlanta Braves are back, and this 2023 team is ready for another epic season.
1-1 pitch. There's a deep drive to left center field. This thing is clear for takeoff. Back-to-back home runs, Ozuna and Riley.
Catch the 2023 Atlanta Braves right here on Music City's home for Braves baseball. WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. Broadcasting live on 107.9 FM in Smyrna. Youth Connect with Darren McFarland and head coach Matt Rigsby.
Monday night, 6 o'clock. We were off last week for Memorial Day. Darren McFarland, Coach Matt Rigsby, Seagull Boys basketball coach. And now we talk to Eagleville baseball coach Brandon Bassam, who is a back-to-back state champs. Pretty cool. Coach, how we doing?
Doing great, guys. Thanks so much for having me on. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, if you didn't tell us you were doing great, I would ask why. Why the heck not? It's pretty cool, huh? I mean, what is it like, by the way, being the hunted the second go-around? Because you know that's the case because you're the defending state champs. And what's it like going in? Because, you know, think about that. The previous year when you went in, and then compared to what you just went into in the 1A state tournament, did it have a different feel or did it not have a different feel?
A different feel. You know, you had different teams. And, of course, going into last year, you know, our school had never won a championship. I had never won a championship. So, you know, I think we were ranked number one. So you felt that pressure of, you know, is it our time finally? And, you know, we get that done and end the year on a great streak. And, you know, the kind of this time we just kind of started even in the fall with the kind of the theory of embrace the chase and, you know, kind of let that be a privilege and not a pressure. And, you know, people are going to know who we are this time now and a completely different team because the top four hitters in the order from 22 were not back in 23 and we lost six seniors. So it was a different field. And these guys, I think, just kind of embraced that. And as I say, without a doubt, I think played our best ball the last couple weeks of the season.
So you lost your top four, you said, and coming into this year?
We did.
Wow. That's so you had to feel good, though, about maybe some of the younger kids from the previous year that they could step up. So how do you approach that as a coach, trying to get maybe them to, I guess, move to that next level where you need them a year later?
Well, like I said, you know, we played some sophomores that became juniors and then, you know, some juniors that became seniors. You know, basically we just kind of moved up 5 through 9. You know, like 5 went to 1, 9 went to 2. Kind of filled in the order from there. Trent Young, who was a senior we had, that was kind of injured a lot his junior year, had a big senior year, so he stepped up. He had almost 400. We had Nathan Brown that transferred in that filled in the middle of the lineup as our catcher. Most every day. So, and we had a couple guys that were surprises as well. We had a sophomore that went to a junior, Braden Baker, who had a great year on the mound and at the plate and was a Mr. Baseball candidate for us. So, yeah, you know, some guys just stepped up and filled in spots, probably, you know, even more than I could have imagined, which, you know, which led to us making the run again.
So this is year 4 for you at Eagleville?
Yeah, started the year of COVID because we played 3 games that year and you know, got canceled. So that was off to a rough start. What's that?
I said, so it's your fault, huh, Coach? Yeah. How did you deal with that? Goodness gracious.
Well, you know, not the start you want for sure. You know, when you're coming in, again, the program was established, but I think every coach has a certain way. You know, you want to do things and you want things to run. And so that, you know, that was not the start we wanted for sure, or anybody did. Because then the next year, you know, you come back and all those, you know, you were quarantined for about half of the preseason and all those things. So just, you know, just a rocky start. And I remember we left South Pitt that night and I guess it would be 21 and just had a terrible night down there in the upstate and lost 10 to nothing. And, you know, we're on the way home and I'm just, you know, scratching my head thinking, is this thing ever going to get to the, you know, the point where we want to be? And, you know, I just thought that 22 class had those senior leaders that stepped up, and that's really, I think, where we, you know, kind of got established. And, of course, now the tough thing is trying to keep this thing going.
Well, Coach, I'm curious, and again, personally, Coach here, thank you for doing this on a whim this evening. Keeping the thing going. I've coached in a small community and you said that, you know, it's the school's first title. How did you, or was it even a thing that you even had to deal with or be mindful of, yay, we got that gold ball last year, now we can rest on our laurels or whatever the term may be. How did you keep them hungry that guys were not done? Was that
well,
a thing
I mean,
that you had to
know,
try to deal with or mindful
not,
of?
You know, I mean, it was something I think I tried to get them to embrace. And I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but, you know, I told the kids, I said, you've got to be a different character because there's, you know, there's people in this life that, let's say, whatever their goal is, you know, let's to walk across America or climb Mount Everest, you know, then you do that and you get back down or you finish that walk, then you say, hey, let's go do it again. And there's only so many of those people out there. So, I mean, I think that just goes two things. One, to the type of character of kids we have at Eagle, and two, you know, the coaching staff we had that bought in and did the same thing. And, you know, this team was different from 22, no doubt. You know, this team was more laid back. And I guess sometimes I'm more of a rah-rah guy and want to be, you know, a little more, you know, aggressive. And this team just kind of had that laid back. Sometimes I thought, well, is that because we're complacent or just who we are? And, you know, and it's kind of scary. This team to me just kind of had that switch. And when we needed to turn it on at times, we did. So, you know, I think back to the region final. We're up 3-2, and I kind of challenged them late. And, you know, I think we ended up winning 11-4. You know, we're down 3-0 in the first round of the sectional, going in the bottom of the fifth, and we get 6 in the fifth and 2 in the sixth. So, you know, not every team can do that, and it's not something, you know, for sure as a coach that you want because it can drive you crazy. But this team just kind of had that niche of when it was time to go, and they did it all year long. So, you know, without a doubt, just, you know, we just have great kids, and that's part of it.
Great stuff. Now, Coach, my next question. As we got Coach Basham here, Eagle back-to-back gold ball winner here with his baseball program in a great community. Let's put D-Mac here on the spot, Coach. Are you ready?
Sure.
How much do we think he knows about the beautiful community that is Eagle, Tennessee?
Ooh,
D-Mac?
I know I've been around for a while. Even I think as a high schooler, I used to listen to him and Plaster and Willie D talk some sports, you know, back on the old 104.5 and surely he knows about Eagle. Now, how much he knows and how many red lights we got in the three restaurants, I would say he probably doesn't know all that, but we'll see.
We did a lot of remotes in those days, but I don't think we went to Eagleville.
Well, all right. See, in case you've not heard our show, I'm always looking to score free stuff, Coach, okay? So it sounds like a remote needs to be at Coach T's because I've not got to eat there yet.
Oh,
all right, so yeah. I gotta take the fare, and I know Coach T. All right, known him a while, so yeah, we're going to have to figure that out. So Darren, we're going to have to just carpool, saddle up, and get ourselves to Eagleville for a remote. All I've heard is nothing but great about that place regarding its food.
Done.
It'd be a great place for remote because Coach T, you know, our old principal, opened up a restaurant there when he retired. So I'm a little disappointed. I can't believe you haven't been in there yet, Matt. Do you? And I'm sure. Coach Tollett crossing paths at some point in your coaching career. But anyway, that would be a fantastic spot for you, I guarantee it.
I've got to get there at some point. I've always said, Darren, Coach, Eagle is it's a little gold mine from a coaching perspective. And I hope it don't sound pretentious, might not be the word. I promise it, I'm complimenting. Because, again, I come from a small town playing in one and coaching in one. You've got Rutherford County facilities, you've got – you know, hello, Rutherford County teacher pay, you know, if you slot all the factors into play. But you, Eagleville, has the community feel like none other. And that's just a beautiful thing that I've always respected from that area and from that town. And that's just got to be a great fit. Now, that's Coach, that's going to come with a little pressure along the way. Let's not sugarcoat it, I guess, if I'm wrong here. But I would rather people care that I win or lose than not care about my kids and my program at all. And so I've always thought, Coach, that Eagle is just a beautiful place for athletes.
I absolutely agree. And I'll be being honest, that's one of the reasons I'm there. You know, my dad was in this business for over 30 years at Mount Pleasant, kind of finished his career up at CA and MTCS. And so that's the kind of feel I wanted, you know, when I coached. And I can remember the three runs he made into the state championship. He had three runner-ups in his career in 89, 98, and 04. So that's kind of what I envisioned, you know, when I got into coaching. And actually, a student taught in Eagle at 2000 Worked at MTCS for a few years, was at Cascade for 10 years, and then when this job came open in 19, it was just something that I just, you know, had to put my name in the hat, and you know, it finally worked out. So again, just always be appreciative of Coach Tollett giving me that chance. And like I said, we fought through COVID, we fought through quarantine, and so now we've got it established, and just, two unreal, runs, really, to be honest with you, when you talk about baseball and the stats we put up for 2 years. Now the challenge is trying to keep this thing going, and I think we've got a good group coming back. We lost 6 seniors again, 4 starters again, so it kind of feels like it did a year ago, and how in the world I'm going to motivate them again, I'm not sure, but we'll do the best we can, I promise you that.
We're speaking with Brandon Bassam, who is the Eagleville baseball coach, back-to-back state titles for that program. You just mentioned your father did this for decades, so in the community of Mount Pleasant and others, but how much influence did he have on, did you just kind of know growing up, knowing that's what dad did, that this is probably the path you were going to take, or when did you think this was the path you were going to take?
That's kind of a funny story. It's probably too long in this interview. I was always a big guy. I liked law enforcement. I had a great uncle I was really close to that was a cop. I thought I was going to be a TBI or FBI agent. And dad, a little bit, kind of discouraged me from it just because, it's long nights. Sometimes it's sleepless nights. Sometimes it's not as rewarding as it looks on the outside, So I spent about 2.5 years at Freed Hardeman in the criminal justice department. And then, the more I kind of talk with people and all the paperwork and the hassle that comes with starting as a cop. I come in one Christmas before I went back to school and back to baseball season and said, "Hey, Dad, I think I'm going to do what you do," And he kind of questioned, "Are you sure?" And they said, "Hey, you and Mom have done it and made a living out of it. And, you're off in the summer when me and my sister are off and it's worked out." So, after a little talk, he said, "Well, you know what you're getting into." And so, but no doubt, he's had a huge influence on my career. He's still around. We went to Mount Pleasant last night to celebrate his 73rd birthday. So, good times because he's been there for both of them. Like I said, he had 3 state runner-ups. So my team's been in the state tournament 3 times before last year. So, it was our 7th trip together before we ever got that thing. So I know how elusive that is. And, to do it again, like I said, it's unbelievable. It really is. So, just can't thank the kids, the coaching staff, and the community enough for getting behind these guys and rallying and doing it again.
How much did you pick his brain, or how much do you pick his brain, or do you guys not go there as father son?
I still do at times. What's really funny is for a few years when he started the football program at MTCS, I helped him in football, and he helped me in baseball. So that was probably the most interesting conversations with him being my quote assistant. So some of those are really interesting. I know he's there when I need him, still lean on him some, and especially in big decisions, or especially when you get into last week, some things like that. But again, just a great influence in my life. Glad he's still around. My 2 boys were on the team last year. I had a senior and a freshman last year, the only year that both of them were on the team together. So to get to share that with everyone, it's a story really you can't write. So I told somebody that. Literally, for 2 years, I've basically been living the dream, and that's, it's hard to try to keep that thing going.
That's where it's at right there, Coach. That's a beautiful piece of the entire story. We opened this show. I shared a secret with Darren. It's not that important. I'm not going to bore you with it. But another secret I'm going to share with you and Darren is I actually started my college little run at MTSU as a criminal justice major. I was going to be some hotshot TBI agent myself. And look at me now. We're coaching kids, right? My question, though, is, Darren went, "How much do you lean on Dad?" My question is, how much have you kind of rubbed it in on Dad a little bit? Hey,
I don't go there for sure. He's still got several more wins than I do, and I know he's a legend to me, and I think he is to other people as well. So, absolutely. Not something we talk about. I know he's super proud of me and the boys, and I guess that's really what we've talked about more than me having a couple and him falling short in the 3 he got to. Of course, a lot different now. Back then, public and private wasn't split. I know 2 of those times he went. In 89, he faced an Ezo Harding team that may have been the best team in the state overall, much less in 1A. Hmm. So that was really tough. And then in 04, played a good passer team, I think, which won 40 games. That was really, really good. So those teams probably prevented him from winning at least a couple. And he had some more good teams, too, back then. Because, back then, you had to win Monday, Wednesday, and Friday because there was only 4 teams in the state. So, he had great teams and great numbers. And, it's fun to walk around with him sometimes and just see the people and hear him call him coach. And, you know, sometimes when people hadn't made the connection yet, that's usually the first question, you know, are you Eddie's son? And then I probably say, yeah. So, but yeah, that's something we hadn't really talked about. And I don't think we have to. So.
Before we wrap this up. Go ahead, Coach.
I got one more, Darren. Yep. I'm obviously in jest, poking some fun at Dad, but those granddads who are going to listen to this, I mean, your father got a 3-for-1. He got to watch 2 of his grandsons and his son through that success. That is a beautiful thing, Coach. And I hope when the dust settles, the smoke clears, that everyone involved does not lose sight of that. That's awesome, Coach. That is an awesome part of the story.
Well, thank you. I think he takes great pride in that. I know he does, you know, just from talking to him and watching him, you know, and seeing him that day. So, like I said, sometimes he's not a man of many words, but when he talks, you listen, and that, you know, I think he knows how special these last 2 years have been. So, you know, the other thing, of course, now my sophomore's got one up on my senior from last year. So that may be a totally different subject when it comes to that. But, you know, we'll let them settle that.
Let's end with a coach. I do want to go back with something you said. I think you said you're up 3-2 or down 3-2. You said you challenged the boys at that point, and then they pulled away. What did you – how did you go about – how did you approach – challenge them? Tell us what you did to obviously spark something.
Well, you know, it's one of those. Well, I think we had a three, and you got to get. I mean, I think we played Moore County 16 times in 3 years. So,
oh my!
You know, then our district usually play them a couple times in the district tournament. You know, in the last three years actually, we played them in the region final. So we're playing them again in the region final. And if I remember, I think we're up 3-2 in the fifth. I think we made 4 errors in the inning. If I remember, I think that's right. And the lead gets cut to 3-2, and I basically said, "Hey, look, you know, here's a great opportunity again. You know, if we win this thing tonight, you know, we got the substate here at home. If we don't, we probably got to travel to West Tennessee, probably McKenzie. You know, he was runner up to us a year ago. You know, if we're going to do it, and you know, it, basically it's time to go now. You know, there's probably something else I said in there, but that's you know, that's okay. But you know, again, and they literally responded. You know, that's what they did all year. They responded all year. It was either a 6-run or 8-run inning, I think, in the bottom of that fifth. And honestly, it was an inning where we got some help, you know, but I think that's what good teams do. You know, they walked a couple, made a couple errors, and the next thing I look up, it's whatever it was, 9-2, 11-2, and I think that thing ended up 11-4. So, And kind of the same thing a little bit in the sectional when we're down 3-0 in the fifth and we got bases loaded, one out. It's a hard-hit ground ball to third, and my guy on second's busting it. And the ball gets just far enough away from the third baseman that he beats him there. And so it's 3-1 in the bottom of the fifth. I think we go like walk, walk, single, double, single, and bam, it's 6-3. And kind of, you know, from then on out, it was just, you know, it was just kind of our time. You know, so.
It's crazy, right, how just in this game, just a play here or a play there can literally change the whole outcome of a game or change the complexion of a game.
In this sport, absolutely. Yeah, it, you know, listen, and usually it comes with 2 outs, and that's what I always tell them. I just try to extend the inning and get the next guy to plate and see what happens. Again, they've done a phenomenal job for 2 years. I just couldn't be more proud of them. And like I said, it's been something else to go through.
I bet. Congratulations again. That is quite a feat. Obviously, it's amazing to do it one time, but then to repeat it, that's pretty incredible. Enjoy your summer. I'm sure you will. And we certainly appreciate you joining us. Thanks for doing this.
Absolutely, anytime. Appreciate you guys having me on. Thanks for what you do.
All right, that is Brandon.
Coach, I ain't too far away. Thank you. Thank you for doing this.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, I'm not too far away. That is Brandon Bassam, who is Eagleville's baseball coach, and they just did it. 1A state champs back-to-back years. By the way, I don't think they lost a game in postseason play. Pretty impressive. All right, we'll step away. We'll take a quick break. Come back with more of Youth Connect here on WNSR.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the TSSAA and the Tennessee Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Quick, convenient, efficient. 3 words that we all hope to experience when we do business.
Our goal at JHA Company is to bring just that to an industry that's traditionally dictated to the customer when it's time to do business. Whether you're purchasing class pictures in a yearbook, class jewelry, a letter jacket, school spirit wear, or senior graduation products, we strive to make the experience quick, convenient, and efficient. Find out more at jhacompany.com. JHA, your one source for an unparalleled scholastic experience.
Nashville, start your engines. The Big Machine Music City Grand Prix is coming to the streets of downtown Nashville. Experience 3 days of racing, music, family fun zone, food trucks, and more. The Big Machine Music City Grand Prix is August 4th through August 6th. From stadium super trucks flying through the air to open wheel IndyCar racing that turns right. The Big Machine Music City Grand Prix has something for every race fan. There's music all day, every day. And don't miss the Friday and Saturday night concert under the stars. And they have rides for the kids provided by Wesley Mortgage. The streets of Music City come alive August 4th through August 6th. The Big Machine Music City Grand Prix. Grab your tickets before they're gone and log on to musiccitygp.com. The Big Machine Music City Grand Prix. It's more than a race. It's a festival.
With 13 locations nationally, including Smyrna, Star Leasing Company is a semi-trailer one-stop shop and the perfect place to build a career as a semi-trailer mechanic. Seeking candidates with all levels of experience, Star Leasing Company has a semi-trailer technician trainee program with sign-on and quarterly bonuses and other opportunities such as $1,000 for having a yearly physical. The package also includes 401k with company match, health, dental, and vision insurance, competitive pay with weekly paychecks, and paid holidays and time off. Star Leasing Company, not your typical semi-trailer leasing company. It's starleasing.com to learn more.
Sports fans, listen to Youth Connect on Monday nights at 6 and hear me, Seagull Boys basketball coach Matt Rigsby and Darren McFarland.
Hey, listen to Youth Connect on Monday nights from 6 until 7 o'clock as we highlight high-level trainers, coaches, and players in and around Middle Tennessee. Give us a call at 615-844-5600. We live video stream all of our shows on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch.
And hear me, Seagull Boys basketball coach Matt Rigsby.
And hear me, Darren McFarland, live on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Exclusive Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR Skyscan forecast for tonight calls for clear skies at a low of 64. Kick off the first weekend in June on Saturday with sunshine and a high of 93. It'll be partly cloudy Saturday night at a low of 67. There's a chance for afternoon showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. It'll be mostly sunny with a high of 94. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Rod Tanner.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
You're listening to Youth Connect with Darren McFarland and head coach Matt Rigsby.
Indeed you are. Monday nights during the 6 o'clock hour. Thank you, big voice guy. Darren McFarland, coach Matt Rigsby, Seagull Boys basketball coach. Really appreciate Brandon Bassam, who is the Eagleville baseball coach. Congratulations to them again. They are in the College World Series in softball. And the Lady Vols right now taking on Florida State. Tied at one in the second inning. So tied at one, second inning, Tennessee and Florida State. I think that is being played in Oklahoma City, I believe, is where that College World Series is being taken. Now, the boys, they're still in the regionals, and they're trying to wrap things up before they head to the Super Regionals, which will be the last step before Omaha, which is the College World Series, where eight teams will battle for a national championship. And we'll be out there pretty soon. Coach, we'll be out there. We're excited about that. Unfortunately, Vanderbilt will not. So
I was going to say, when does the Vandy boys, where do they play? How did they advance again?
Yeah, they're out.
Oh, they didn't.
Yeah, they're out.
Okay.
They are out. Yeah. But Tennessee is still alive after they went to Clemson and carved up that region. And so they have found out they will be taking on Southern Miss. Southern Miss got down 5-1 to Penn, and they came roaring back, and they beat Penn 11-7. So it'll be Southern Miss and Tennessee in the Super Regional. Now we'll find out, is this sucker going to be in Hattiesburg, or is this going to be in Knoxville? We don't know yet. TCU now may be the new hottest team in baseball. Their offense is ridiculous right now. TCU beat Arkansas today 12-4. TCU, by the way, beat Arkansas yesterday 20-5. That region is in Fayetteville. That is impressive when you do that to Arkansas. So TCU, watch out for them. They advance to the Super Regionals. LSU has been the number one team in the country for a lot of the season. They advance out of their region in Baton Rouge today. They beat Oregon State 13-7. Currently, Duke leading Coastal Carolina 6-0. Indiana and Kentucky tied at 2 in the top of the sixth. That is in Lexington. This is the third time those two teams have played each other. Florida beat Texas Tech 6-0. And it'll be Texas A&M and Stanford later on this evening. So we shall see.
TCU had a kid, forgive me, I can't remember the name. He had an 11 RBI weekend, like Friday, three-run bomb, two-run double, Saturday, two-run bomb, two-run double, Sunday, another three-run bomb and double, triple RBI scoring. 11 RBI weekend.
That's not bad.
Yeah. Yeah, their bats are hot. I think you're right on that assessment. That's what it sounds like to me.
They scored a heck of a lot of runs against Arkansas. So, hey, I'm trying to see who you're talking about. Is it Byrne?
Oh, I heard the name in passing, Darren. Forgive me. I heard the 11 RBI, and that stood out.
Yeah, well, I bet. It's a fun time of year.
Absolutely. Sitting here patiently waiting on Youth Connect to rejoin the air. Hearing our JHA and associates, as Josh Houston is a friend of the show, hearing his commercial. Got to speak to Josh briefly this morning at Middle Tennessee Christian School's baseball camp. My youngest two went. His youngest went. So got to hook up, talk to Josh briefly a minute. With that being said, though, Seagulls baseball camp is currently going on 6-8 the next three nights. It's camp season, Darren. It's camp season. So if anybody out there, tweet us, let us know. We'll be glad to get the word out, whatever camp you've got going on. We all know as dads and moms, there's some free daycare. Well, it's not free, but there's some daycare involved in it. But it is still fun for the kids, and if you've got something camp-wise, in whatever sport, youth-wise, going on out there, let us know. We'll be glad to get the word out for you.
Good to know. You know, something else that I wanted to bring up that I did not, and I don't know, because was Coach Bassam at MTSU? Or no?
I can't speak to that. I wish we had time, though, as I'm sitting in the parking lot of Christiana Elementary again for my 7- and 8-year-old baseball game. We're starting our TYBA, Tennessee Youth Baseball Association tournament. Now that's kind of your county thing, Eagleville. Well, it's not just Rutherford County, actually. It could be Woodbury, Chapel Hill, etc. But if I'm not mistaken, again, we didn't have time. Coach Basham does at one time, if he still does, helps coordinate all these TYBA tournaments because he does a lot of work also regarding the fields for Rutherford County's recreational department. So he's a busy man. If I misspoke there, Coach, text me and I'll make sure that I retract that. But the best I remember, you're still doing that through the rec department for the kids of TYBA and the county itself regarding the fields and the parks. So if that's the case, kudos to you there too. He's a busy guy. And he's got gold balls to polish too.
So. He does. Sad news on the campus of MTSU late last week, and that's what I was going to ask you, and I didn't know if he had any affiliation with him either, but sad news about Matt Riley, who had been, basically a Blue Raider for decades and decades and decades, from a student to a student athlete there in the athletic department. A lot of people knew Matt Riley, and I didn't know. We haven't talked about this. Just sad story to hear him passing away at age 58.
Yeah, what's the full story there? I'm not going to lie. I saw it in the D&J and didn't in passing and didn't give it the time it deserved, quite frankly. He, beyond obviously well-known, again, back to your point, what was the full story there? 58 is too young.
It is too young. There's no doubt about it. And obviously, he was their strength and conditioning coach. I know that for a long time. Just you read the accounts from whether it was Rick Enzel or Rick Stockstill, the football coach, Rick Enzel, the women's basketball coach, Kelly Holcomb, used to be a quarterback there. Wes Counts, who was also a quarterback there at MTSU. You read what they have to say. And there was other, you know, obviously countless other athletes and coaches that dealt with him. And he is going to be missed. That is for sure.
They built, when I was there, it was, forgive my timeline, but I know at some point, their alumni complex that they have,
yep,
right there beside Murphy Center,
mm-hmm,
and behind it, the weight facility. And he was the strength and conditioning coach there. Of course, PE, physical ed major. I lived my last 2 years of college, you know, course-wise, at Murphy Center. So he was beyond evident and seen, popping in and out of that weight facility all the time. Only got to speak to him just a couple of times. Never heard a bad word. And I got to know, you know how college life is. I got to know many athletes that were there. You know, hello, Brett Carroll, we've had on the show,
mm-hmm,
among others. And nothing but kind words.
The Fort. Don't forget the Fort.
The Fort. Can't forget the Fort. And as we move on, as I'm moving on, for right or wrong, Pirates, Marlins, Orioles, what's going on in MLB?
Hmm. Landscape's changed a little bit, hasn't it?
It certainly has.
With
it
the really standings. Has. Mm-hmm. Hey, Michael McHenry tried to give us the heads up on the Pirates, and I'll admit, I started laughing.
I was wrong.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. More of Youth Connect next here on WNSR.
Listening to Atlanta Braves Baseball on 560 AM, 95.9 FM, Brentwood, Nashville, 107.9 FM, Smyrna, WNSR.
that or trying to watch that. And the next thing you know, could not start Succession. So I have to get the login and the password.
They lied you out even though it's the same thing?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
That is so stupid.
Well, first off, I forgot that was the new way that it was going to be presented on the smart TVs and all that and all the apps. So I'm looking for my HBO app. And I'm searching. I can't find it. I see Max, and I go, oh, yeah, HBO Max. And it logged me out, and I couldn't log back in. I put in my regular credentials, and it was like, no. And then, you know, with the sharing and all that other stuff, I have to figure out what the username and the password is. Which is, I have a document that's protected of, like, all my usernames and passwords, because you have so many different usernames and passwords now, and so many things are... You have to do an uppercase letter and a lowercase letter and then a number. And then some websites want you to do a character. Others don't want you to do a number. So I have a whole document for whatever reason. My document that was saved did not have my HBO login information. So I was not able to start Succession. But I tried.
And so now, I thought you were going to say you tried. You watched one episode. You hated it. Now you're out on it. I mean, you got logged out, which is annoying. Thanks, Max. You haven't ruled it out yet.
Now, it's 4 seasons, correct, Amundo?
4 seasons. Just ended.
About 40 episodes?
Roughly, yeah.
I was at the Met game, by the way. Do you know they come out to the Succession song?
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, love the piano.
Yeah, they do the piano, and then they have some other song before they're like, here they are, your 2023 lifeless New York Mets.
I love the theme song for Succession. The piano is great. Is that something that should be played right as a team is coming out? I would probably say no.
Well, it's the pig in the blanket before the main course. They have a different song, and they have the fireworks and the smoke machine and the fog are going off. But the only reason what I knew what that piano was for was because of one of your tweets. And by the way, you posted what should have been a shower no cap today, and you weren't in the shower. What's going on there?
Timing.
What do you mean?
I was already out of the shower. And now, I had to record a Colts pod right after.
Where's
so
the commitment to the bit? You run back
in
the shower.
I didn't have time to jump back in, get myself
lazy.
All wet again.
Lazy.
No, not lazy. Just it was unfortunate.
Just stand, take your shirt off.
If
stand
Kyrie
in the
did
shower,
it 2 hours ago, I'd be good to go.
You could have just done the shower. No one knew.
Well,
got to
go authentic. I got to make it the
Please.
Full thing.
Shower, no cap. It's over. It's done. It's finished. Back to the regular videos.
Say, for the ones who get it done, Grainger is offering high-quality supplies and solutions for every single industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and the experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people even safer. So, call, click, Grainger.com, or just stop on by. Grainger.com.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
Sponsored by Allied Injury Group, not available in all states. This important message from Allied Injury Group reminds you that if you or someone you love was injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, you deserve financial compensation for your medical expenses, lost wages, pain, and suffering. Don't rely on insurance companies to look out for you. If you haven't spoken to an attorney, call our legal experts now. Work accident, truck accident, collision with an uninsured driver, or a slip and fall. Allied Injury Group has helped clients win hundreds of millions of dollars in damages. They're available 24/7 to take your call and fight for you. Remember, if you or someone you love suffered injuries in an accident that wasn't your fault, like being struck by a drunk driver, a collision with an 18-wheeler, were a victim of workplace negligence or more, get the financial compensation you deserve. Call Allied Injury Group for a free consultation now.
Call 800-781-1815. That's 800-781-1815. Again, 800-781-1815.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy.